trapped by debt. The main reason that 90% of the population is working on the left side is simply because that is the side they learn about in school. They then leave school and are soon deeply in debt, so deeply in debt that they must cling even tighter to a job or professional security just to pay the bills. If we track the life of average educated people, the financial script often goes like this. The child goes to school, graduates, finds a job, and soon has some money to spend. The young adult can now afford to rent an apartment, buy a TV set, new clothes, some furniture, and of course a car. And now the bills begin to come in. One day the adult meets someone special, sparks fly, they fall in love and get married. For a while, life is blissful because two can live as cheaply as one. They now have two incomes, only one rent to pay, and they can afford to set a few dollars aside to buy the dream of all young couples, their own home. They find their dream home, pull the money from savings and use it for a down payment on the house, and now they have a mortgage. Because they have a new house, they need new furnishings, so they find a furniture store that advertises those magic words, no money down, easy monthly payments. Life is wonderful, and they throw a party to have all their friends over to see their new house, new car, new furniture, and new toys. They are now deeply in debt for the rest of their lives. Then the first child arrives. The average, well-educated, hard-working couple, after dropping the child off at nursery school, must now put their nose to the grindstone and go to work. They become trapped by the need for job security simply because, on average, they are less than 3 months away from financial bankruptcy. From these people you often hear, "I can't afford to quit. I have bills to pay." The money trap. Success on the right side of the quadrant requires a knowledge about money called financial intelligence. Rich Dad defined it this way. Financial intelligence is not how much money you make, but how much money you keep, how hard that money works for you, and how many generations you keep it for. If people lack basic financial intelligence, they will, in most cases, not survive on the right side of the quadrant. My rich dad was good with money and with people at work. He had to be. He was responsible for creating money, managing as few people as possible, keeping costs low, and keeping profits high. Those are the skills necessary for success on the right side of the quadrant. It was my rich dad who stressed to me that your home is not an asset, but a liability. He could prove it, because he taught us to be financially literate, so we were able to read numbers. He had the free time to teach his son and me, because he was good at managing people. His skills from work carried over into his home life. My educated dad did not manage money and people at work, although he thought he did. As the state superintendent of education, he was a government official with a multi-million-dollar budget and thousands of employees. But it was not money he created. It was taxpayers' money, and his job was to spend all of it. If he did not spend it, the government would give him less money the next year. So at the end of each fiscal year, he was looking for ways to spend it all, which meant he often hired more people to justify next year's budget. The funny thing was, the more people he hired, the more problems he had. As a young boy, observing both fathers, I began to take mental notes of what kind of life I wanted to lead. My educated dad was a voracious reader of books, so he was word literate, but he was not financially literate. Because he could not read numbers, he had to take the advice of his banker and accountant, and both told him that his house was an asset and that it should be his largest investment. Because of this financial advice, not only did my highly educated dad work harder, but he also got further into debt. Every time he received a promotion for his hard work, he also got a pay raise, and with each pay raise he went into a higher tax bracket. He made more money, but all that happened was his taxes increased and his debt increased. He became more emotionally attached to his job and the paycheck that paid the bills. The more insecure he felt, the more he sought security. Your two biggest expenses. Because my dad could not read financial statements, he could not see the money trap he was getting into as he grew more successful. It's the same money trap I see millions of other successful, hardworking people fall into. The reason so many people struggle financially is because every time they make more money, they also increase their two biggest expenses, taxes and interest on debt. To top it off, the government often offers you tax breaks to get deeper into debt. Doesn't that make you a little suspicious? I know many people search for freedom and happiness. The problem is most people have not been trained to work from the B, business owner, and I, investor quadrants. Because of this lack of training, the programming into job security, and their increasing amount of debt, most people limit their search for financial freedom to the left side of the cash flow quadrant. Unfortunately, financial security or financial freedom are seldom found in the E, employee, or S, self-employed quadrant. True security and freedom are found on the right side.